Carol has decided that all these interviews and dialogues I do with Roxy, where I'm like the oracle, has made Bob have a swelled head. And she thought when we walked in to the New Age bookstore, which we'd never been in before. We've never been in this New Age bookstore. It's been around for years because we don't go anywhere. So there it was. And we walked in. And it's a dinky little cliche place with crystals and things and a few books. Like someone was telling me, they got a bookstore in there. The bookstore is ridiculous. It's just a bunch of Marion Williams books and tiny. So rather quickly, I started I started talking to somebody about this, I was analyzing the medium there, the culture, the limitations. And the owner said, how come I haven't heard of you? something like that. She says, well, why? And I said, well, we've never been here before. And she said, why don't you make a presentation here? And I said, well, yeah, we could do that. Because they're a kind of bookstore that likes to know what's going on in the New Age community, so they allow everybody to come and speak there. So we obviously were somebody in their purview of significance, and we had never shown up before. So then I decided to tell her what we're about. So I started talking ion, blah, blah, blah. Very quickly, well, what happened is one of them came over and started really quizzing me. So eventually the store owner, this woman who started all, said, shut up! You're speaking too loud! And like, we were causing such a distraction, the intensity of me and this Chinese employee, that other customers were just standing there hypnotized by me. You know what I mean? They were hearing words. They're seekers. They're interested. They're hearing words they never heard before. And I said to the Chinese woman, it didn't begin with thought. It began with words. And she said, what? How can you know what the word is unless you think of it first? So then I began to explain it, and basically you have to point out to people how the dance of thought among words is a perceptual conundrum. But she had never thought of how words, how could they come before thought? And in normal knowledge, it can't be. But remember what Ian told us a few weeks ago. You have the tonalities, the acoustic, tactile, invisible, non-visual foundations of matter, and then when it starts to get visualized, the first thing you get visualized is the cell, and Ian said the cells speak words, not the human body. So that's why words come before thoughts, because thoughts are part of the body, because they're an effect of the circulation of the blood. So I said that to her, and she says, what the fuck? Like her face went all screwed up. Like I said a bunch of stuff.
You broke her brain.
I broke her brain. And by this time, this woman is getting more irritated. And I said, you know what? We don't need it. We don't need to come here and present ION. I'll call you on Saturday, and we'll just talk to you on the radio. I'll call the store, because we started in the afternoon. She's like, hell you will. She, the owner, and one of the women with us said she had been in that store many times, and she didn't like the owner. She's very aggressive and makes you, I don't know, think you have to know what she's saying. Well, she realized, oh, man, we're not controllable. So she wasn't going to engage with us. And so when we first walked in the store, Jennifer said to me, you don't want to tell about ION. It'll spread like wildfire. And so when we were leaving the store, I said, you see how I stopped that? By creating a scene, they won't be interested in ION, and we remain private here in Maui, and no one knows about us. She said, yeah, you're right. That worked. But at first she said, don't tell them about you because they'll like it and want to know more about you and have no more privacy. And I didn't say anything, but we walked out with a victory. I successfully inspired them, then alienated them.
You turn them loose.
Maintaining my privacy.
Set them free. Yeah.
What?
You turned them loose. You set them free.
I turned them loose, and then, yeah, I encaged them. They demanded to understand where we came from, how come they didn't know about us. And then they said, oh, no, that's not important. And we let them free. They started floating back in their own mythic stage of crystals and silly, ridiculous little New Age apparatus. Oh, it looks pretty ridiculous when you're around ION. It also helps you see the power of our show.